A young Jesuit who died shielding his students from a grenade blast will soon be on the path to sainthood, following Pope Francis' recent declaration in 2017 that those who give their lives for others in situations of certain death can be considered for canonization. Richie Fernando, better known as Richie to his friends, family, fellow religious and students, was born on February the 27th, 1917. He attended elementary school in Dominican School and finished his secondary education at the Claret School of Quezon City. He graduated with a degree in developmental studies from the Ateneo de Manila University, then entered the Society of Jesus after college and took up philosophical studies. When Richie was in high school, it was a service trip which inspired him to serve people and led him on the path to priesthood. In university, Richie's calling was intense. When Richie told his family that he would be going to Cambodia, they worried as Cambodia had recently come out of years of war and landmine casualties were regularly in the news. But Richie told his family not to worry as he did not want to burden them. He would always tell his family that he loved the Cambodians and that he was always willing to serve the Cambodians. He was happy to serve the people he loved. So brother Richie Fernando set off for his journey and arrived in Bantay Priab, Cambodia, in 1995 to serve at a Jesuit mission which served people who had been disabled by polio, landmines, or other accidents. When Richie arrived, his love for the students quickly won their trust. He brought them to the hospital when they were ill or needed to be fit for a prosthetic. He shared meals with them, gave clothes to them. Importantly, Richie didn't discriminate against or look down on the young men at the school. Richie treated them as friends, even brothers. He was beloved by students, staff, and other missionaries of the Jesuit order. Now, one of the students was an orphan named Sarom, who became a soldier at 16 and was maimed by a landmine 2 years later. Sarom had finished his courses at Bantay Priab and wanted to stay on, but the school authorities found him disruptive and asked him to leave. Richie had mentioned Sarom in a letter to his friends in the Philippines, saying that although Sarom was tricky, he still had a place in Richie's heart. On October the 17th, 1996, Sarom came to the school for a meeting with the school director and staff. Angered, he suddenly reached into a bag he was carrying, pulled out a grenade, and began to move towards a classroom full of students. The windows of the classroom were barred, leaving the students with no escape. Brother Richie stepped behind Sarom and grabbed him to prevent him from throwing the grenade. "Let me go, teacher. I do not want to kill you," Sarom pleaded. But he dropped the grenade and it fell behind him and Richie. In a flash, Richie was dead, falling over with Sarom still in his arms, protecting him and everyone else from the explosion. Now, just 4 days before he died, Richie had written a long letter to his friends and fellow Jesuits saying, "I know where my heart is. It is with Jesus Christ, who gave all for the poor, the sick, the orphan. I am confident that God never forgets his people, our disabled brothers and sisters. Am I glad that God has been using me to make sure that our brothers and sisters know this fact? I am convinced that this is my vocation." He had also once written about death in a retreat diary, in which he said, "I wish, when I die, people remember not how great, powerful, or talented I was, but that I served and spoke for the truth. I gave witness to what is right. I was sincere in all my works and actions. In other words, I loved and followed Christ." Now, 3 days after Richie's death, his family and friends in the Philippines celebrated his funeral. In March of 1997, Richie's parents wrote to the King of Cambodia asking for pardon for Sarom. Since his death, stories of miraculous intercessions of the young Jesuit have been reported. Two potentially miraculous intercessions have been attributed to Brother Richie. The first involved an 18-year-old student who was hit by a speeding motorcycle and thrown against a wall. She was in a coma, but when a prayer card for Brother Richie was placed on a pillow, she opened her eyes and eventually completely recovered. A second incident involved a 7-year-old girl who was cured of a heart problem through his intercession. The push for Fernando's sainthood comes after Pope Francis on July 11, 2017 said that those who made a free and voluntary offer of life, which was inspired and sustained by charity, can be beatified as long as they meet other criteria. This new path to sainthood, called offer of life, is different from martyrdom due to hatred of the Catholic faith. Many young Catholics in the Philippines have already considered Fernando a role model. The way Fernando lived his life from the 1970s to 1990s, aside from the way he died, has inspired Catholics in a country whose two native saints, Lorenzo Ruiz and Pedro Quelungsod, were martyred in the 17th century. Since his death, various expressions of devotion to Richie have sprung up and continued, not just in the Philippines and Cambodia, but in other places as well. Brother Richie Fernando, pray for us.